$400, special use exception to place the windmill.
Why doesn't anybody want to look at a windmill?
I'm sorry?
Why doesn't anyone want to look at a windmill?
I don't know. Very attractive.
I mean, you know, on one hand, you got people just, you know, packed in like sardines, and now they don't want to contribute to their to their extra load to the utility.
Mm-hmm.
This has nothing to do with the case, but I, you know, there's a bill in the legislature now that would basically preempt our consideration of these things.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, we'll allow them by law under certain circumstances, and would not allow the counties or municipalities to prevent them if they meet certain criteria. One of them was 60 decibels at the property line, so that's, you know, that's a lot louder than
what they're,
you know, than you've allowed.
Yes.
In a lot of your cases.
The only thing that on this particular case that you know, makes me think about it, as small as those lots are, can you imagine a windmill on every lot?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's
274 of them, 247 of them.
I guess that's the only thing I'm thinking about. It'd
be Windmill Village.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like one of the windmill farms out
mm-hmm.
west or in Jersey, I guess. But,
mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. You know, what I guess, you know, what I was, you have eighth of an acre lots, so we've packed them in tight. We've allowed them to build out further than they're really allowed to build out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where normally you would have, you know, half acre to an acre lot, now you got four homes, eight homes on a lot of equal size, and so that's a greater demand on the utility, which, you know,
mm-hmm.
think about things like carbon footprint and all those different things. And of course, you know, these people aren't willing to give up a little bit of view, if you will,
right,
to offset their imbalance of the greed of of power and electricity.
Right.
So, yeah, I hope that a higher authority does make a different decision for us. In the interim, I don't know.
How do you feel?
I'd also agree with Jeff. You know, you also got, you know, they're small, but they're not asking for 50 or 60 feet height either. They're asking for 33.
33 feet height, but on an eighth of an acre.
And this is the first one in this development, I believe.
This is the first one in this development,
yes.
Yeah.
I really think we ought to table it.
Table.
I'd like to move that we do table it until our next regular meeting and give me a chance to look at it again. And
I'm wondering if maybe we could get a copy of the Homeowners Association letter.
I didn't see one from the Homeowners Association.
Oh.
And they said there was one, okay.
But I mean, it was a, like I see, it was a letter, looked like it was
drafted letter.
Drafted by them, and then all individuals.
Can you give us,
okay.
Can you give us the gist of the letter?
So there wasn't one from this application. Oh, how about pass you one down so you can see this?
Let me take a look at that's pretty much everything that's in there. It basically it's asking if you're going to be in opposition or, you know, for or against it. And it's just.
But it doesn't state any reasons or anything.
Just
form letter.
Mm-hmm. The form letter, so they didn't actually have one from the Homeowners Association, as they stated. So.
I mean, you know, if you don't state your reasons for opposition, then it's not really a valid letter, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You're for it or against it.
That's all they're saying.
Huh?
They're saying they're against it.
That's
why?
It doesn't say why. Mm-hmm.
To me, that letter holds no.
Just I, we are, resident, that band, I, we are not in favor. Windmill, whatever. Yep. Okay, but we have a motion on the floor.
There is a few in there that go into detail. You know, if you allow one at one place, you're going to have them all over the place. But that's most of the letters.
A motion like this, huh? Okay, well, we got a motion on the floor by Mr. McCabe that we table it to our next regular meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 10,400 to our next regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, for the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion's carried.